Robin Moore runs a global campaign for lost amphibians for a group called Conservation International. He was also leader of the Haitian frog hunt. His team spent 8 days last October in the cloud forest in the southern part of the country, scouring trees, riverbeds, and ground cover for frogs. One day, they heard this call. Moore says this frog is a kind of ventriloquist, easy to hear, but hard to catch.
One of the challenges is it really does throw its voice. So we would spend an hour and a half trying to home in on this frog. And we kept finding that we weren't finding it where it was supposedly calling from.
It's a strategy the Hispaniolan ventriloquial frog uses to defend itself against predators. The tiny brown and orange frog hasn't been seen in 20 years. The team also found 5 other lost species and about half of the 50 amphibians known to live in the region. Moore says this was an encouraging sign, given such widespread deforestation in Haiti, where less than 2% of the original forest survives.
We're really at a point where we need to try and really protect these last fragments of forest in order to have something to build on, really.
Moore says the surviving healthy forest underscores the importance of protecting natural ecosystems for the services they provide, not only for amphibians, but for the entire watershed.
They're filtering water that's supplying downstream communities and cities downstream, you know, including Port-au-Prince. It's supplied by water that originates in these mountains. So if you clear the forest, you're going to get huge soil erosion. That soil is going to wash into the rivers that people use to wash, to drink. So just one of the services provided by the forest is clean water.
Moore says Conservation International plans to work with non-governmental groups in Haiti to help people learn how to make a living from the forest without destroying it.
We want to invest in things such as shade-grown coffee, which over the long term are going to provide a better livelihood for the people. It's hard for them on their own to invest in things like this because it is a long-term investment. So we want to be able to absorb some of that risk and basically to provide ways for them to earn a living without having to cut down the forest to make charcoal, to clear areas to grow cash crops.
Moore says managed properly, species and ecosystems can become a source of natural wealth and national pride for Haiti. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.